Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah Bennett, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Seminary and Congregation, not by the 12th Hour, Lovingdale, Texas. Today, in April 13, 2021, we will start our first service today with a song entitled, "I'll Go Where You Won't Need to Go." It's a thing on the mountains high, over the stormy sea. It may not be in the battle song, my young have been a bee. But if I still a small voice he called to pass where they did not know, I'll answer to y'all with my hand and mind. I'll go where you won't need to go. I'll go where you won't need to go, dear y'all. For a mountain or plain or sea, I'll say what you want me to say, dear y'all. I'll be what you want me to be. Perhaps today dear loving words wish yours let me speak. And maybe now in the past I said someone who I should see. Oh, Savior, if thou wilt be my God, though rough and dark the way, my voice shall echo the message free. Oh, say what you want me to say. I'll go where you want me to go, dear young. Over mountain or plain or sea, I say what you want me to say, dear y'all. I'll be what you want me to be. There's surely somewhere a lonely place, and earth's harvest feels so wide, I may labor through life's short day, for Yahshua the crucified. So trust in my holy and tender care, and knowing thou lovest me, I'll do thy will with the heart sincere. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll go where you want me to go, dear y'all. Over mountain or plain or sea, I'll say what you want me to say, dear y'all. I'll be what you want me to be. Passover Part 2, Numbers chapter 28, first verse. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, and say unto them, my offering and my bread for my sacrifice is made by fire, for a sweet savor unto me. Shall ye observe to offer unto me in their due season? Thou shalt say unto them, this is the offering made by the fire, that you shall offer unto the Yahweh two lambs of the first year, without spot, day by day, for a continual burnt offering. The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at even. Verse 5. A tenth part of an ephah of flour for a meat offering, mingled with the fourth part of an hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which was ordained in Mount Sinai for a sweet savor. A sacrifice made by fire unto Yahweh, and the drink offering thereof shall be the fourth part of a hin. For the one lamb in the holy place shalt thou cause the strong wine to be poured unto the Yahweh for a drink offering. And the other lamb shalt thou offer at even as the meat offering of the morning, and as the drink offering thereof thou shalt offer it. A sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto Yahweh. And on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot, and 2/10 deals of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil, and the drink offering thereof. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And in the beginning of your month you shall offer a burnt offering unto Yahweh, two young bullocks. So that's on the new moon, see. And one ram, seven lambs of the first spot, the first year without spot. And 3/10 deals of the flour for a meat offering mingled with the oil. For one bullock, and 2/10 deals of flour for a meat offering mingled with the oil for one ram. And a several tenth deal of flour mingled with oil for a meat offering unto one lamb, for a burnt offering of a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Yahweh. And their drink offering shall be half an hin of wine unto a bullock, and the third part of an hin unto a ram, and a fourth part of a hin unto a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. And one kid of the goat for a sin offering unto the Yahweh shall be offered, besides the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. Solemn feasts and offerings. And in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Yahweh. And in the 15th day of this month is the feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. And the first day it shall be an holy convocation. You shall do no manner of servile work therein, but you shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Yahweh. Two young bullocks and one ram, and seven lambs of the first year, they shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be the flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deal, and you shall offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deal for a ram. A several tenth deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the seven lambs, and one goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. You shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. There's your continual right there. There's your daily that is to be done continually. That means eternal. It's forever, in other words, especially as long as this world lasts. After this manner, you shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto Yahweh. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. Also on the day of the first fruits, when you bring a new meat offering unto the Yahweh after your weeks be out, you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. But you shall offer the burnt offering for a sweet savor unto Yahweh, two young bullocks, one ram, seven lambs of the first year, and their meat offering of the flour mingled with oil, 3/10 steel unto one bullock, 2/10 steel unto one ram, a shovel 1/10 steel unto one lamb throughout the seven lambs. And one kid as a ghost to make an atonement for you. You shall offer them beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering. They shall be unto you without blemish, and their drink offerings. Numbers chapter 33. Start with verse 1. These are the journeys of the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt with their armies, and under the hand of the Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote their goings out according unto their journeys by the command of Yahweh, and these are their journeys according to their goings out. And they departed from Manasseh in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after Passover. The children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which the Yahweh has smitten among them, upon their gods, as the Yahweh executed judgment. And the children of Israel removed from Ramesses and pitched in Sukkoth. And they departed from Sukkoth and pitched in Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. And they removed from Etham and turned again unto Pi-Haroth, which is before Baal Zephon, and they pitched before Migdol. And they departed from before Pi-Haroth and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Ethan and pitched in Marah. And they removed from Marah and came into Elam, and in Elam were 12 fountains of water and 70 palm trees, and they pitched there. And they removed from Elam and encamped by the Red Sea. And they removed from the Red Sea and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. And they took their journeys out of the wilderness of Sin and encamped in Dophkah. And they departed from Dophkah and encamped in Elush. And they removed from Elush and encamped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. And they departed from Rephidim and pitched in the wilderness of Sinai. And they removed from the desert of Sinai and pitched at Kibroth Hattaavah. And they departed from Kibroth Hattaavah and encamped at Hazeroth. And they departed from Hazeroth and pitched in Ritmah. And they departed from Ritmah and pitched at Rimmon Perez. And they departed from Rimmon Perez and pitched in Libnah. And they removed from Libnah and pitched at Rissa. And they journeyed from Rissa and pitched in Kehelata. And they went from Kehelata and pitched in Mount Shaper. And they removed from Mount Shaper and encamped in Hadarah. And they removed from Hadarah and pitched in Mekaloth. Verse 26. And they removed from Mekaloth and encamped at Tehoth, and they departed from Tehoth and they pitched at Terah, and they removed from Terah and pitched in Mithkah. And they went from Mithkah and pitched in Hashmona, and they departed from Hashmona and encamped at Moshiroth, and they departed from Moshiroth and pitched in Ben-Azekin, and they removed from Ben-Azekin and encamped at Hor-Haggidgad, and they went from Hor-Haggidgad and pitched in Joth-Bata, and they removed from Joth-Bata and encamped at Ebronah, and they departed from Ebronah and encamped at Ezior-Geber. And they removed Meziar Geber and pitched in the wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh, and they removed from Kadesh and pitched in Mount Hor and the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up into the Mount Hor at the command of Yahweh and died there in the 40th year after the children of Israel have come out of the land of Egypt in the first day of the fifth month. First day of the fifth month. So that would be on a new moon Sabbath. Aaron died. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor. And King Arad, their Canaanite, which dwelt in the south of, in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel, and they departed from Mount Hor and pitched in Zalmona, and they departed from Zalmona and pitched in Punon, and they departed from Punon and pitched in Oboth. And they departed from Oboth and pitched in Jerobaram and the border of Moab. And they departed from Lim and pitched in Dibon-Gad. And they removed from Dibon-Gad and encamped in Almon, Dablatham. And they removed from Almon, Dablatham, and pitched in the mountains of Abiram before Nebo. And they departed from the mountains of Abraham, or Abiram, and pitched in the plains of Moab by Jericho, by Jordan near Jericho. And they pitched by Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth even unto Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan near Jericho, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. And ye shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families, and to the more you shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth. According to the tribes of your fathers you shall inherit. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them all shall be pricked in their eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you as I thought to do unto them. Deuteronomy 16, start with verse 1. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Yahweh the Elohim, for in the month of the Abib, the Yahweh the Elohim brought thee forth out of Egypt by the night. Okay, thou shalt therefore, this is verse 2 of Deuteronomy 16. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Yahweh, the Elohim of the flock and the herd in the place that the Yahweh shall choose to place his name there. Okay. And thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction, for thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in the haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life, and there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coasts, 7 days, neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrifices the first day at even remain all night until the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates which the Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee, but at the place which the Yahweh the Elohim shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at the even, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt, and thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which the Yahweh the Elohim shall choose, and thou shalt turn in the morning and go unto thy tents. For six days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly unto Yahweh the Elohim. Thou shalt do no work therein. 7 weeks shalt thou number unto thee, beginning to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the grain. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto Yahweh thy Elohim with a tribute and of a freewill offering of thine hand, which thou shalt give unto Yahweh thy Elohim, according as the Yahweh the Elohim hath blessed thee. And thou shalt rejoice before the Yahweh the Elohim, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite that is within thy gates, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you, in the place that the Yahweh the Elohim hath chosen to place his name there. Okay. Chosen to place his name there. Your key word is chosen. We've already had that twice mentioned in this chapter. Okay, it says, thou shalt therefore sacrifice, and in the place, verse 2, it has a word where he chose to place his name. Okay, let's go to verse 12. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. Thou shalt observe the feast of the tabernacle 7 days. After that, thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter, and thy manservant and thy maidservant, and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Yahweh, in the place of which Yahweh shall choose before the Yahweh the Elohim, verse 15 again. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto Yahweh the Elohim, in the place which Yahweh shall choose. There's that third time we have this word chosen and choose. Because we have the Yahweh the Elohim shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hand, therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Yahweh the Elohim in the place which he shall choose. Here's the fourth time. 3 times he used the word choose, 1 time he used the word chosen. In the feast of the unleavened bread, and in the feast of the weeks, which is your Pentecost, that comes in the third month, and in the feast of the tabernacle, that comes in the seventh month, and they shall not appear before the Yahweh empty. Now, so those that knows the truth, have known the truth, and have departed out of the way, and has moved on off of the kingdom's property, they've taken themselves out of the kingdom, have gone to set their own kingdom. But the key is that it's not where Yahweh has chosen to place his name. And number one, the leaders are not the ones that he has chosen to be the new leaders. Prophecy cannot be broken. You cannot break prophecy. You can't break the parables. You can't change the parables. There's only one meaning to every parable. There's only one meaning to every prophecy, every symbol. It all has a definite meaning. You cannot change the meaning of a symbol, like the word stone. You can't say it represents the kingdom when the evidence in the scripture shows that a person is represented by a stone. Yahshua is represented as the headstone, chief cornerstone, and his subjects are represented as lively stones. And so you cannot change the meaning of words and what they symbolically represent. But they do this. These people that go out from us claim to have new light, and they take a new leadership role. Yahweh called them. Jeremiah 23 is one place that you can go and read all about these false prophets that have sent themselves. Yahweh had to send them, but they sent themselves. I don't know. Be content with the position he give you if indeed he has given you a place in his kingdom to be especially to be a leader. And he's given you many long years to learn your new job profile. He gives you a job, and then he gives you many years to perfect it. Job on the training. All right, let's go ahead. Deuteronomy 16:17. It says, every man shall give as he is able, according unto the blessing of Yahweh the Elohim which he hath given thee. Okay. Verse 18 of Deuteronomy 16. Judges and officers shalt thou give thee in all thy gates, which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. See, judges and officers. So, who are these judges and officers that he's going to give us? The 144,000, these prophets, priests, and kings. They are assigned to this kingdom by prophecy. Cannot be changed. Shalt thou make unto thee in all thy gates, which Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee, throughout thy tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Thou shalt not rest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift, for a gift doth blind the eyes otherwise, and pervert the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live, and inherit the land which Yahweh Elohim giveth thee. Thou shalt not plant thee a grove of any trees near unto the altar of Yahweh the Elohim which thou shalt make thee. Thou shalt not set thee up in any image which Yahweh thy Elohim hateth. Okay. So you can set up your false prophet minister as an image. Or you can set up your true prophet, minister, pastor, as an image. You can be converted unto him. And idolize him like the deity. Okay. That ends chapter 16 of Deuteronomy. Let us continue on. We're going to fast forward now to Joshua chapter 5. And start with verse 1. And it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites which were by the sea, heard that the Yahweh had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more because of the children of Israel. At that time the Yahweh said unto Joshua, Make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel this second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the hill of the foreskin. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males. Even all the men of war died in the wilderness, by the way, after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness, by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of Yahweh, unto whom the Yahweh spare, that he would not show them the land of which the Yahweh spare unto their fathers, that he would give us a land that floweth with milk and honey, and their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised. For they were uncircumcised because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass when they had done circumcising all the people that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole. And the Yahweh said unto Joshua, This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plain of Jericho. There you have the confirmation right there that the Passover was kept in the even of the 14th day of the first month, at the going down of the sun, which immediately began the 15th day, and the 15th day is a holy day. It's the unleavened bread day, that you partake of the emblems that, and the roasted lamb, and that was prepared on the afternoon. But now they call the evening starting at the ninth hour in the afternoon. They call that the beginning of the evening. So your afternoon is from your sixth hour, from the end of the sixth hour until the end of the ninth hour. No. 7, 8, 9. Yeah. At the end of the ninth hour, then that's the beginning of the evening, because then you have 3 more hours until the sun goes down. You have the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th hour, because it's also in the daylight. And when the 12th hour is over, You have even, E-V-E-N-I-N-G, evening. You have the evening beginning to start the new day. All right, let's go ahead. So it says in verse 11, And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. Okay, they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow, which would be the 15th day after the Passover. Oh no. On the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn. Well, they start eating the unleavened cakes at the going down of the sun on the 14th at even. Start the 15th. Verse 12, And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. neither had the children of Israel manna any more. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. Okay. And it came to pass when Joshua was by the Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of Yahweh am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face unto the earth, and did worship, and said unto him, What said my master unto his servant? And the captain of Yahshua's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Okay, that ends Joshua chapter 5. And let us go now into 2 Kings chapter 23. That's a fast forward to get there. 2 Kings chapter 23. Okay. Verse 1. And the king sent, and they gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of the Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of Yahweh, and all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of Yahweh. And the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant between the Yahweh to walk after the Yahweh and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all their heart and all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood unto the covenant. And the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, and the priest of the second order, and the keepers of the door, to bring forth out of the temple of the Yahweh all the vessels that were made for Baal and for the grove and for all the hosts of heaven. And he burned them without the Jerusalem in the fields of the Kidron, and carried the ashes of them unto Bethel. And he put down the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah, and in the places round about Jerusalem, them also that burn incense unto Baal, unto the sun, and unto the moon, and unto the planets, and unto all the hosts of heaven. And he brought out the grove from the house of Yahweh without Jerusalem, unto the brook Kidron, and burned it at the brook Kidron, and stamped it small to powder, and cast the powder thereof upon the graves of the children of the people. And he brake down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Yahweh, where the woman wove hangings for the grove. And he brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah, and defiled the high places where the priests had burnt incense from Geba to unto Beersheba, and break down the high places of the gates that were in the entering in of the gate of the Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on a man's left hand at the gate of the city. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places came not up on the altar of the Yahweh and Jerusalem, but they did eat of the unleavened bread among their brethren, and he defiled a Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire unto Molech. And he took away the horses that the kings of the Judah had given unto the son, Shun, at the entering in of the house of Yahweh by the chamber of the Nathan-Melech, the chamberlain, which was in the suburbs, and burned the chariots of the son S-U-N, chariots of the sun. These were idols offered unto the sun. No doubt they called it a sun god. And the altars that were on the top of the upper chamber of the Ahaz, A-H-A-Z, which the kings of the Judah had made, and the altars that the Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Yahweh, did the king beat down and break them down from thence, and cast the dust of them into the brook Kidron, in the high places that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the Mount of the Corruption, which Solomon the king of Israel had builded for Ashtaroth, and the abomination of the Zidonians, and for the Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabites, and for Milcom, the abomination of the children of Ammon, did the king defile. You know, we have these same kind of idols, gods still in the world today. They are the people that we just talked about, these nations here. They're still in existence today. And they have brought all of their idols and stuff to this country, the United States of the America. They have brought it all here. They have taken their idols all over the world. Wherever these heathen go, especially the Muslims, they take their idols to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. Okay, that's verse 14, 2 Kings chapter 23. And he break in pieces the images and cut down the groves and fill their places with the bones of the men. Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel, and the high place that the Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, had made both that altar and the high place, he break down, and burned the high place, and stamped it small unto powder, and burned the grove. And as Josiah turned himself, he spied the sepulchres that were there in the mount, and sent and took the bones out of the sepulchres and burned them upon the altar and polluted it, according to the word of Yahweh, which the man of Yahweh proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. Then he said, what title is that I see? And the men of the city told him, it is the sepulchre of the man of Yahweh, which came from Judah and proclaimed these things that thou hast done against the altar of Bethel. And he said, let him alone, let no man move his bones. So they let his bones alone with the bones of the prophet that came out of Samaria. And all the houses also of the high places that were in the cities of Samaria, which the kings of Israel had made to provoke Yahweh unto anger, Josiah took away and did unto them according unto all the acts that he had done in Bethel. And he slew all the priests of the high places that were there upon the altar, and burned men's bones upon them, and returned unto Jerusalem. And the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover unto the Yahweh, your Elohim, as it is written in the book of this covenant. Okay, now read that again, verse 21. And the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover unto the Yahweh, your Elohim, as it is written in the book of this covenant. Surely there was not holden such a Passover from the days of the judges that judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel, nor of the kings of Judah, but in the 18th year of the king Josiah, wherein this Passover was holden unto Yahweh in Jerusalem. Moreover, the workers with the familiar spirits, and the wizards, and the images, and the idols, and all the abominations that were spied in the land of Judah, and in Jerusalem, did Josiah put away that he might perform the words of the law, which were written in the book that Hilkiah, the priest, found in the house of Yahweh. And like unto him was there no king before him that turned unto Yahweh with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might according unto all the law of Moses, neither after him arose there any like him. Notwithstanding, the Yahweh turned not from the fierceness of his great wrath, wherewith his finger was kindled against Judah because of all the provocations that Manasseh had provoked him withal. The Yahweh said, I will remove Judah also out of my sight, as I have removed Israel, and will cast off this city, Jerusalem, which I have chosen. Now cast off this city which I have chosen, and the house of which I said my name shall be there. Now the rest of the acts of the Josiah, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? In his days, Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went up against the king of Assyria unto the river Euphrates, and the king Josiah went against him, and he slew him at Megiddo when he had seen him. And his servants carried him in a chariot dead from Megiddo and brought him to Jerusalem and buried him in his own sepulcher. And the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, and anointed him and made him king in his father's stead. Okay, Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libnah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh according unto all that his fathers had done. And Pharaoh Necho put him in bands at Riblah in the land of Hamath, that he might not reign in Jerusalem, and took the land to a tribute of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. And Pharaoh Necho made Eliakim, the son of Josiah, king in the room of Josiah his father, and turned his name to Jehoiakim, and took Jehoahaz away, and he came to Egypt and died there. And Jehoiakim gave the silver and the gold unto Pharaoh, but he taxed the land to give the money according to the commandment of the Pharaoh. He exacted the silver and the gold of the people of the land, of every one according unto his taxation, to give it unto Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zebuda, the daughter of Peladiah of Rumah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh according to all that his fathers had done. Okay, that ends 2 Kings chapter 23. And now we'll go to 2 Chronicles chapter 30. Start with verse 1. And Hezekiah sent unto all Israel and Judah, and wrote letters also unto Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of Yahweh at the Jerusalem to keep the Passover of Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And the king had taken counsel, and his princes and all the congregation in Jerusalem, to keep the Passover in the second month. For they could not keep it at that time, because the priests had not sanctified them self-sufficiently. Now they had the people gather themselves together unto Jerusalem. And the thing pleased the king and all the congregation, so they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even unto Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto Yahweh Elohim of Israel at Jerusalem. Okay. And for they had not done it of a long time in such sort as it was written. So the post went with the letters from the king and his princes throughout all Israel and Judah, and according unto the commandment of the king, saying, Ye children of Israel, turn again unto Yahweh Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return unto the remnant of you that are escaped out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And be not ye like your fathers and like your brethren, which trespassed against the Yahweh Elohim of their fathers, who therefore gave them up unto desolation, as you see. Now, be ye not stiff-necked, as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto Yahweh, and enter into his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever, and serve the Yahweh your Elohim, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. So what do we learn from that verse 8 there? We learn that Yahweh is telling all these people that has once been in this sanctuary that he has sanctified forever. Now this is pretty amazing. This is the first time that I've really actually seen this and comprehended it. When Yahweh set up the sanctuary system with Moses on Mount Sinai, when Moses came down and set it up, once that sanctuary was sanctified for Israel, and Moses, he told him right there in Exodus 24, verse 8. He says I will read it to you. He says, and Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Yahweh hath made with you concerning all these words. Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the Yahweh of Israel. And there was under his feet as it were a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in his clearness. Okay. Now it says, and upon the nobles of the children of Israel he laid not his hand. Also they saw Elohim and did eat and drink. And Yahweh said unto Moses, come up unto me into the mountain and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone and the law and commandments which I have written, and that thou mayest teach them. And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of Yahweh. And he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for a while until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Yahweh abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Yahweh was like a devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. Now I want to ask you something here. It says that the glory of Yahweh abode upon the Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days, and the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. So we know that the seventh day is also tied to the Sabbath. Anytime you see the word seventh day, you automatically think of the seventh day Sabbath. Okay, I'm suggesting that Yahweh brought Moses up and to the mount. And they came to that Mount Sinai on the first day of the week. And abode there 6 days, and Yahweh called him upon the mount on the Sabbath day. Let's go now and return back to 2 Chronicles chapter 30. Let's read verse 8 again. Now be ye not stiff-necked, as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto Yahweh, and enter into his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever. So Yahweh has sanctified his sanctuary forever. And he brought it down from heaven, and he brought it upon Mount Sinai there in Saudi Arabia. He called Moses up into it. The people had made a covenant with Moses and the Yahweh before Moses went up in there, the mountain, to get that law. They said, all that Yahweh has said, we will do. So they entered into covenant with him. And then Moses went and got the written law, and he brought it back down to confirm the agreement that the children of Israel had made. And Yahweh had sanctified his holy law and his sanctuary. And he sanctified it right there in that mountain in Saudi Arabia on that seventh day that he brought Moses up into that mountain. He sanctified that. That sanctuary has been sanctified forevermore. So when somebody comes into this sanctuary and sees the evidence of the truth, especially like we've had this one person that's come through our ranks, was here for 33 years, and then he went out and said, no, the truth is not here. No. And he says, Yahweh hasn't chosen this place. Okay. So, but he has chosen this place. He brought us here by divine providence, and he's not going to change that one bit. So let's go ahead and read verse 9. For if you turn again unto the Yahweh, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land, for the children of, for Yahweh your Elohim is gracious and merciful and will not turn away his face from you, if you return unto him. So the post passed from the city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, even unto Zebulun. But they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. Nevertheless, divers of Zebulun humbled themselves and came unto Jerusalem, also in Judah. The hand of the Yahweh was to give them one heart to do the commandment of the king and of the princes by the word of Yahweh. Verse 13, and there assembled at Jerusalem much people to keep the feast of the unleavened bread in the second month. A very great congregation. So here we have the second Passover being observed at that time, because there were people that weren't qualified to take it in the first month. And so those that weren't qualified, they qualified themselves. Took them 30 days to qualify themselves, and then they come up for the second Passover. And they arose and took away the altars that were in Jerusalem, and all the altars for incense, took they away and cast them into the brook Kidron. Then they killed the Passover on the 14th day. There it is. They killed the Passover. So that means the lamb, the ordinance of the unleavened bread. On the 14th day of the second month, and the priests and the Levites were ashamed, and sanctified themselves, and brought in the burnt offerings into the house of Yahweh. And they stood in their place after their manner. According to the law of Moses, the man of Elohim, the priest sprinkled the blood that they received of the hand of the Levites. For there were many in the congregation that were not sanctified. So here's that word sanctified again. That goes with verse 8 of 2 Chronicles chapter 30. Verse 17 goes with verse 8. He had sanctified the congregation forever, and so these people had to be sanctified before they could take of the Passover in the second month. Therefore the Levites had the charge of the killing of the Passovers for everyone that was not clean, to sanctify them unto the Yahweh. For most of the people, even many of the Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar, for a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun had not cleansed themselves. Yet did they eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, the good Yahweh pardon everyone that prepareth his heart to seek Yahweh and the Yahweh Elohim of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according unto the purification of the sanctuary. There you have it. It says, pardon them. And the Yahweh hearkened unto Hezekiah and healed the people, and the children of Israel that were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of the unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness, and the Levites and the priests praised Yahweh day by day, singing with the loud instruments unto the Yahweh. And Hezekiah spake comfortably unto all the Levites that taught the good knowledge of the Yahweh, and they did eat throughout the feast 7 days, offering peace offerings and making confession unto Yahweh Elohim of their father. And the whole assembly took counsel to keep other 7 days, and they kept other 7 days with gladness. For the Hezekiah king of the Judah did give unto the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 7,000 sheep, and the princes gave unto the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 10,000 sheep, and a great number of the priests sanctified themselves. And all the congregation of Judah, and the priests, and the Levites, and all the congregation that came out of Israel, and the strangers that came out of the land of Israel, and that dwelt in Judah, rejoiced. So there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there was not the like in the Jerusalem. Then the priests, the Levites, arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up unto his holy dwelling place, even unto heaven. Purify my soul like gold tried in the fire. I've been living a long time, and this world so is seen. Tasting rainbows and following dreams. Fulfilling desires and striving to dream. Myself in this world with the life to redeem. With my Savior, no better, he knew all along. The test and trials would help keep me strong. From the cares of this life with intense desire. And purify my soul like gold right in the fire. So stop chasing rainbows and a bar of gold. For treasures are laid up in heaven's door. And a man of full blessings come from the storehouse of love. And the windows of heaven are open and long. But my Savior knows better, he knew all along. Trials will help keep me strong. From the cares of this life with intense desire. And purify my soul like gold right in the fire. Only now I surrender my life to his care. I know I'm not worthy, but I want to go there. Unto that land of the living I know soon to be. And rejoice in that land, the home of the free. But surely my Savior knows better, he knew all along. Death and trials would help keep me strong. From the cares of this life with the end.